and I didn't really plan it. I had to come here because I needed to work with Gary Everett from Homotopia to work on the family collection in Turku. So the Turku Laaksonen collection, we have meetings with the family and to further the exposure of many letters and paintings and works, photographs of Tom and his family and their life together. So we further, and we have a relationship with the arts museum there, WAM, and we also have a relationship with the Abu
Academy.
Academy. And also now I also start a relationship with the Arts Academy there and also the university, in that we want to develop a relationship between the Tom of Finland Foundation in Los Angeles and here in Finland. And we start to talk about the possibilities of having students come and spend 3-4 months at the Tom House in Los Angeles, and to do arts programs and to help with the archiving of his collection there, and also many ideas, in that we now talk about this sculpture concept, and also so that we can actually have an exchange relationship between Los Angeles and Tom's work is in the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and they have his own, they have him in their permanent collection, and so we want to actually see if we can nurture that more, and also get a relationship between Finland and Los Angeles being more dynamic and more interactive, and that the Tom House can be the center of that. And the Tom House, as you, I give you this program, we continue to do arts programs there to nurture young artists, and they all look at Tom as their granddad, their father, and so he continues to nurture more creative arts. And so we want to make sure that that happens. And now, of course, Gary Everett from Homotopia has been responsible for taking the Turku exhibition, and the city of Turku has helped finance the idea of sending this exhibition traveling. And so now its first destination from Turku will be in Stockholm. The thing that is most important that we are communicating to Finns, and that is that his influence, Tom's influence, was so global, and it affected the whole modern culture, in that he inspired the homosexual to feel strong, especially at this time when there's so much discrimination coming forth from Russia and from Central Africa, that his whole thing was for the gays to feel strong and be proud of who they were, that, and that it's so perfect that it's from Finland, because what Tom did is he embraced nature, and he had his men in nature, in the forests, by the lakes, by the streams, and he painted them and drew them so happy and full and complete as men and as people, and that message transcended into the culture, and gays, it helped gay liberation enormously. I mean, you cannot even underestimate how much impact. He said to me sometimes that he never thought that his drawings would have such a strong influence, but they did. And now also in America, the museums that have his work in their collections, they're also stating that his influence surpassed homosexuals, in that it influenced artists, and it gave artists the sense of strength to stay strong in whatever they were doing. Tom stayed very strong in not letting his sexuality be taken out of his art. He made it an integral part of it. And the artists who followed him, whether they be gay or straight, they saw that he was so strong in this, and they use him as a role model. And also in culture, his influence transcended in music and in fashion, in bodybuilding, in exercise. The whole gym culture is a result of Tom of Finland. that his drawing these young, well-fit men inspired gays to go to the gym and work out. And as a result of them doing it, they had to open up more gyms. And opening up more gyms, then the rest of the culture took heed and also picked up exercise and physical fitness. And it all goes back to Tom. And his homage to the male form, the body, inspired and gave freedom for all men to actually show their bodies, to be proud of their bodies, to not be shy about it, and to display it. And he is again responsible for that. So we want Finland to now be proud and to actually realize that their homeboy, their artist, that it's so much bigger than his gayness. He made gays feel proud of who they were, but he made all of us shine and display ourselves, and he influenced so much. We're always discovering new things about Tom's. We realize that his reference binders are all actually pieces of art, and we have to actually treat each page as a finished piece of art. And so we have more art that we have to document and catalog and give numbers to. And so it continues to grow. It's not dead at all. He died 20 years ago, but his legacy continues to open up and show new faces in that. And I want to say that in regards to the MSC Finland, that we were so happy to see that his club that was created, as he was one of the founding members, that it is alive and there's new members. Mm-hmm. And we're open now, this new society. So Vicky and Allison are our founding members of this Tom of Finland Society. Now we set this society up here, and we have to turn the papers in. So that's another thing that we wanted to do, was to establish an official group here within Finland. Yeah. That could be responsible for collecting, for knowing what artwork is here in Finland, mm-hmm. for helping raise money and helping perpetuate what we want to achieve here. And so the Tom of Finland Society here in Finland, and I'm one of its founding members.
We
just did all the paperwork on it, and now we will send that into the government in the next weeks, and they will make it official. And so then we'll be able to actually raise money. And also people can be, like yourself, you can become a member of the society. So anybody who wants to, and we hope that the members will be in the thousands, huh? Mm-hmm. And that people will join it. We'll make it very reasonable, like 20 euros a year. And that, so that we can all, because it really, when I spoke in Turku to the MSC Finland, when they came as a group, I said that each of you is now an ambassador for Tom, mm-hmm. and what his message was. And so it no longer, I'm getting older, and we need to all become ambassadors and speak proudly and outwardly about what his message was and what he did here and what he did around the world. So I'm very excited that we set this up, and that Allison and Vicky are going to be really deeply involved in helping promote it. Mm-hmm. And so very soon, once we get the official stamp from the government, then we'll do a press release and let everybody know that now they can join.